The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
2.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
If anything, this second date update will be a lesson to the guys out there not to take a first date to a casino.
Why?
Don't do it. Do you guys remember the second date update we did with the last guy who took a girl to the casino?
Yeah, and then he gambled everything away.
He had like a gambling problem.
Yes.
And stayed at the table so long, she went to the bar and met somebody else.
Yes.
Well, Timothy took his date Ivy to a casino as well, and it didn't work out very well for him. Did it, Timothy?
No, I have no idea what happened. It was a good date, you know what I mean? And it just like flew up in my face.
Now, I read your email and you said things went bad at a certain point. It's not because you were like addicted to gambling and went crazy in the casino, is it? Like, explain what happened.
Okay, yeah. I'm totally not a drunk. I'm totally not a gambler.
Yeah, like, that's what they all say before they enter the program.
Well, it actually seemed like it was good. You know, we went to fancy seafood dinner, and then we went to the casino, and we were at the roulette table having a good time. She gets up to excuse herself. 5 minutes later, I get a text saying, had to go, thanks for dinner.
What? She left?
Yeah.
I will say, Timothy, y'all are going to make fun of me right now, but I am really sensitive to smoke, and sometimes if I'm in the casino, I can get sick.
I had to run home to get my inhaler.
My asthma.
I will be back shortly.
Just saying.
So she just left. And you've tried to get a hold of her since then, right? You've tried to take her out again.
Yeah. I mean, basically, I'm still at the table, and I texted her. I was like, are you still in the casino? And then she just texted me driving home.
Weird.
So basically, I texted her again the next day. You know, I was just like, hey, you know, I had a good time. You know, it'd be fun to go out again, you know, any chance? And she just texted back, I don't think so.
and it was
like all of a sudden, like, did I say something offensive or something? And I'm trying to, like, rack my brain. I don't think I did anything dumb. I don't know. I really can't.
Are you sure you didn't get distracted at the table for too long and ignore her? That's what happened to the last guy we talked to, the girl at a casino.
No, I mean, we're seriously like having a good time. Like, I wasn't like ignoring her. You know, I didn't go into some weird black hole of gambling addiction.
You sound likable and actually not
guy. Crazy.
Is there anything that you can think of that you did on the date? Did you say anything to her?
There's one. Okay, so I did do something in preparation for the date that I don't usually do that I did that may have backfired.
Uh-oh. Okay. That's creepy.
What'd you do?
Sorry.
It is creepy.
No, I mean, like, I was just kind of like, you know, looking for the date, and I quit smoking, but I used to smoke a lot, and so I had my teeth bleached.
You had your teeth whitened.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
I did that after I quit smoking, too.
Yeah.
I've been imagining that episode of Friends where Ross gets his teeth whitened, and it's like glow-in-the-dark white.
Is it that bad, or are they just a whole new shade of white, or can you see them from miles away?
I'm pretty, like, naturally dark complexion, and I think the new color of my teeth is a little bit shocking. And I have pretty, like, straight teeth, you know? And so, like, all of a sudden, it looks like I'm wearing, like, crazy dentures.
All right.
Yeah,
but I don't think even if she thought your teeth were, like, veneers and you were fake or whatever, mm-hmm. that's enough to get a girl to just leave you in the middle of a date.
Yeah.
She probably won't want to go out with you again if she doesn't like the way you look, but I doubt she's going to just ditch you.
And she hung out for hours.
Mm-hmm. I hope. I mean, like, we had a good time, but I started feeling kind of self-conscious. Like, I'd go to the bathroom and kind of, like, look at myself and like, oh, my God.
Maybe it's in your head then. Well, we're going to play a song. Come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Cool.
All right, hang on, man.
Get jazzy on. Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
This whole time, I've been picturing Timothy, the guy doing the second date update, like some character out of a bad mobster movie.
Why?
He's just at the casino with these blazing white teeth.
Oh.
Like some shaded glasses and a big butterfly collar on.
Few gold chains.
Yeah, they call him Timmy the Tooth.
Timmy the Tooth.
What's up, man? Are you ready to do the second part of your second date update?
Yeah, I'm ready.
If you're just tuning in, Timothy called us about a girl named Ivy. He took her to the casino. Things were going all right. They were at the roulette table. She said, I'm going to the bathroom. And then texted him, said, I'm driving home.
Yeah.
When he tried to get a hold of her again, she said, no, we're not going out. The only thing that Timothy can think of that could have turned her off is the fact that his teeth are incredibly white because he just had them whitened.
I feel like he's missing something that happened.
There
like
has to be.
The thing is that guys necessarily aren't good at picking up on these hints. Mm-hmm. Did she at all act attracted to you?
She didn't act repulsed by me. You know, like we were in that zone. We were in like a good first date zone.
That's usually what happens when you're in the good first date zone. They leave you in the middle of
the
thing and say they never want to see you again.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, you ready to call her?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Ivy, please?
This is Ivy.
Hey, Ivy, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. I'm moving 92.5.
Who's this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning on the radio station Moving 92.5.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Kind of weird. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good description.
Any idea why I'm calling you, Ivy?
No idea.
I'm calling you because you recently went out on a date with a friend of mine, a guy with very, very white teeth. He goes by the name Timothy, and you guys went out to the casino. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
That was a downward tone.
Wow.
Well, Timothy emailed us about you because he really enjoyed your date and he's wondering why you left in the middle of it.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
So he told us that, you know, you guys went to the casino and you seemed to be having a good time. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of you guys playing roulette, you got up and said you had to go to the bathroom. And then you texted him and said, I'm driving home.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said something about later on, like, hey, do you want to get together again? And you said, absolutely not. So he clearly did something to upset you, right?
He told you all of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of. Yeah, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, what did
please,
he do?
Yeah, please tell us, because this one's killing me. He sounds like a normal, nice guy.
Mm-hmm. This was a first date, and he had a big, huge plan, and I was not into it.
Okay.
He like proposed marriage right. over sushi or hey, something.
Ivy, he says that the only thing he can think of that went wrong on the date was the fact that he had just had his teeth bleached a little while ago, and he thinks maybe that his ultra white teeth turned you off. That wasn't it?
No, he had fine teeth. What the hell? So we're at dinner. It was a nice dinner, and then they brought out dessert menus, and instead of ordering dessert, he pulls out. My God. He pulled out, like, a key card for the hotel in the casino.
Uh-huh.
What?
And puts it on the table. I'm like, what's that, you know? And he's like, well, I took the liberty of getting a room upstairs, and I have got some champagne, and I thought maybe we could go have dessert upstairs.
No,
so he was trying to get you up to the hotel room already.
Oh, God, and using a horrible cliche for all of it.
Nice.
Honestly, I was so shocked, and I didn't know what to do. So I just sat there and, like, was thinking about it the whole time in my head, and I'm starting to get pissed.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of girl does he think I am?
Hey, Ivy, I know who we can ask what kind of girl he thinks you are because Timothy, you Casanova.
You hornball.
He's on the other line right now. Timothy, you didn't tell us about the room key. That's a big detail to leave out.
Timothy's on the phone now?
Yeah, he is. Say hi to Timothy, Ivy.
Hi, Ivy.
So embarrassing.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal, and I did not think that you thought of it that way. Seriously, I was like, I ordered that hotel room as soon as we made the plans because I knew that we were going to drink, and I don't drive drunk. And when I went up to the hotel room, when I first got to the casino, it was really nice. There was a beautiful view, and there was a mini fridge, and I was like, yeah, like, I'll get some champagne. Like, it would be super nice. And, like, I totally was not thinking, like, that it was creepy at all.
Right. If it was, like, so platonic and everything, why not get two hotel rooms?
I just figured for myself, like, I was going to stay there no matter what.
Oh, okay.
I just figured, hey, you know, like, we're out here, I'll get a hotel room, no big deal.
You know, can I be completely honest with you, Timothy? I think that's a heaping pile of bullshit.
Yeah, girl.
It's just an excuse. Just wanted to get into my pants. So you're acting all noble, like, oh, I don't drink and drive. Honestly, don't sleep with me on a first date. You must have thought I was easy. You must have thought I was a just were trying to get laid on a first date, and you can't make any excuses that are going to make up for that.
Okay.
I'm not
in my defense,
okay, wait.
Let me just say, in my defense, now, your friends did say that I might get lucky, but that's not what I was thinking.
Yes!
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. But that's not what I was thinking. That's a that's your friend. So you...
Ivy, do you think that your friends would have sold you out like that and told Timothy that you're a sure thing?
I don't care. All I know is it's insulting, it's ridiculous. I'm not so sorry, and it's the rudest thing that anyone has ever done on a first date, ever.
What? Well,
okay, so let me just say, like, I think when I brought the key card out, I may have made it a little bit more of a joke. You know what I mean? Like
now he's backpedaling.
Like,
want
to go to my room? You know, like, I did kind of say it like that. Like,
right.
You know?
Hey, Timothy, let me just stop where you're ahead, all right? Or not even close to ahead, actually.
Behind.
Let me just stop you. How about that?
Yeah.
Ivy, I would love to ask if you would like to go out on a second date with Timothy. We will pay for it. I'm sure Timothy is down.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to go out with Timothy again? We will pay for it.
Well, let's see. Somebody who orders a hotel room on our first date?
That's a very good point.
I'm going to go with no.
Oh, man.
Shocking.
That surprises me.
Why?
Ivy. Yeah, you sounded like you were smitten with the guy. Timothy, have you learned anything from the second date update?
Yeah. You know, I guess I'm just going to have to be a little cooler, I guess.
be a little slicker next time.
Or maybe just, go for it and just hire a lady for the evening.
Yeah.
So you know what you're getting into.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.